Assessing the compatibility of different species together for success. Assessing the compatibility of different species together is crucial for thriving ecosystems. In this article, you will discover what species compatibility assessment is and why it matters. Learn about the key factors in determining which species coexist harmoniously. Explore how these interspecies interactions can shape the environment positively or negatively. You will also see the benefits of strong relationships between species and the tools you can use for these assessments. Join us on this journey to understand how to successfully create a balanced home for all species. Understanding species compatibility assessment. What is species compatibility assessment? Species compatibility assessment is the process of evaluating how well different species can live together. This assessment considers several factors, including behavior, habitat needs, and dietary requirements. By understanding these elements, you can make informed decisions about which species can thrive in the same environment without causing stress or harm to one another. Why is species compatibility important? Understanding species compatibility is crucial for several reasons. 1. Healthy ecosystem. Compatible species create a balanced ecosystem, essential for the survival of all involved. 2. Reduced stress. Compatible species are less likely to fight or compete for resources, leading to a more peaceful environment. 3. Successful breeding. Ensuring compatibility can lead to healthier offspring if breeding animals. 4. Conservation efforts. Knowing which species can coexist aids in creating effective strategies for preserving biodiversity. Key factors in assessing compatibility. When assessing the compatibility of different species, consider these key factors. 1. Behavior. Do the species exhibit aggressive or territorial behaviors? 2. Diet. Do the species have similar dietary needs, or will they compete for food? 3. Habitat. Do they require the same type of environment, such as temperature and space? 4. Social structure. Are they social animals that thrive in groups, or do they prefer solitude? By keeping these factors in mind, you can make better choices when it comes to assessing the compatibility of different species together. Analyzing interspecies interaction dynamics. How interspecies interactions affect ecosystems. Interspecies interactions are like the threads in a fabric, weaving together the tapestry of ecosystems. Each relationship, whether it's predator-prey, mutualism, or competition, plays a crucial role. For example, bees and flowers have a mutualistic relationship. Bees get nectar, while flowers get pollinated. When these interactions flourish, ecosystems thrive. However, when they falter, it can lead to disruption. Take a look at this table to understand the impact of different interactions. 1. Mutualism enhances biodiversity. Example, bees and flowers. 2. Predation controls population. Example, wolves and deer. 3. Competition limits resources. Example, trees competing for sunlight. Benefits of positive interspecies relationships. Positive relationships between species bring about numerous benefits. They create a balanced environment, which is essential for survival. Here are a few key advantages. 1. Increased biodiversity. More species mean a richer ecosystem. 2. Stability. Healthy relationships can lead to a more stable environment. 3. Resource sharing. Different species can utilize resources in a way that benefits all. For instance, consider a coral reef. Fish and corals work together, creating a vibrant ecosystem that supports many life forms. This teamwork is vital for the health of the reef. Measuring interaction success in different species to know how well species interact, we need to measure their success. This can be done through various methods. 1. Population studies, tracking the number of individuals in each species. 2. Behavioral observations, watching how species interact in their habitats. 3. Ecological assessments, evaluating the health of the ecosystem. These methods help you understand assessing the compatibility of different species together. When species get along, it's like a well-rehearsed dance, creating a harmonious environment. Evaluating ecological compatibility for cohabitation factors influencing ecosystem compatibility. When assessing the compatibility of different species together, you need to consider several key factors. These elements can impact how well species can live together. Here are some important points to think about. 1. Food sources. Do the species eat the same things? Competing for food could lead to problems. 2. Habitat needs. Each species has its own home requirements. Ensure they can thrive in the same environment. 3. behavioral traits. Some animals are social, while others prefer solitude. Understanding their social needs is crucial. 4. Reproductive patterns. Different breeding times can affect population balance. Species that breed at the same time may compete for resources. Strategies for successful multi-species cohabitation. To create peaceful cohabitation, you can adopt some effective strategies. 1. Research. Learn about the species you want to bring together. Understand their habits, habitats, and needs. For more guidance, explore best practices for choosing suitable companions for exotic pets. 2. Create zones. Set up different areas for each species to minimize competition and stress. This can be crucial for balancing social interactions in multi-pet environments. 3. Monitor interactions. Observe how they interact. If tensions rise, be ready to intervene. Consider using monitoring strategies for social dynamics. 4. Provide enrichment. Offer toys, hiding spots, and other activities to keep them engaged and reduce conflicts. This aligns with creating enrichment spaces for ferrets. Tools for conducting environmental compatibility assessments. Using the right tools can help you evaluate compatibility effectively. Here's a handy table to guide you. 1. Compatibility charts. Visual aids to compare species needs. 2. Behavioral observations. Notes on how species interact. 3. Habitat assessments. Evaluates the living space for all species. 4. Resource availability checklists. Ensures enough food and shelter. By utilizing these tools, you can gain a clearer picture of how different species may coexist.